Today's show is sponsored by Talkspace, the online therapy company. For a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, you can pick an experienced, licensed therapist you relate to and feel comfortable with. Each and every therapist has at least a master's degree and has completed over 3,000 hours of supervised work. To match with your perfect therapist, go to Talkspace.com/boom. And to show your support for this podcast, use code BOOM to get $30 off your first month. That's BOOM, Talkspace.com/boom, B-O-O-M.
Look at all these rumors. Hey guys, it's DJ Foster. Welcome to the Locked On Clippers podcast. Today we're doing a mini pod. I'm going to talk some hot stove Clippers action. Whew, gotta love that July hot stove. Today's episode, you're going to hear my chat with Jay King. He's a Boston Celtics reporter for MassLive.com and co-host of the Locked On Celtics podcast. Great podcast, check that out. What we're going to be talking about, Sean Devenny of the Sporting News. Reports that the Clippers are reportedly toying with the idea of trading Blake Griffin to the Boston Celtics in a three-way deal for Rudy Gay? Man, what the... Here's my conversation with Jay. Enjoy.
Welcome back to the Locked On Celtics podcast with the reigning Jays. Today we just got one Jay. That's me, Jay King. John Corrales is absent. We're here instead with guest DJ Foster of Fox Sports and the Locked On Clippers podcast. We're going to do a collaboration. We're going to talk the Blake Griffin rumors. Every day it's a new rumor with the Celtics. Yesterday it was Russell Westbrook. Today it's Blake Griffin. It's always somebody. So DJ, I've got to have your opinion. From a Clippers perspective, what is your take on the latest Blake Griffin to Celtics rumor?
Yeah, for all the Celtics trades you guys get, the Clippers are getting a lot of Blake Griffin rumors lately as well. And I think you can kind of see the logic behind it, that maybe this Chris Paul-Blake Griffin combo isn't going to work. They both can opt out of their contracts next offseason. So that part is logical. The whole Rudy Gay thing? Not so much. Not so much.
Yeah, that was weird. And then, like, I understand why the Clippers would want to investigate switching up their core. Obviously, they haven't even gotten to the Western Conference Finals. Now you've got the Warriors, who look invincible in a Western Conference. You've still got the Spurs, although Duncan retired. Like, it's looking more and more like if they ever had a window, it might close. And one thing about the chats with them, Doc Rivers complicates things because he's the GM, he's the coach. Do you think he would seriously think about trading Blake Griffin, like arguably their best player, for whatever the Celtics would get him, whether it's future picks? Do you think that would be appealing to him?
Right, it's like the old Bill Parcells thing. Like if you're gonna cook, let me buy the groceries. Okay, so Doc is cooking and buying the groceries. Why would he shop at the 99-cent store and rebuild when he has, you know, a filet mignon right in front of him with Blake Griffin? I don't think he's gonna turn the Clippers into this rebuilding young, you know, draft pick heavy team, right? Because he's the coach. Who wants to deal with that from a coaching perspective? A bunch of 19-year-old kids who are raw, who are going to take time. He won't play the 19-year-old kids he has now. Why would he build a whole team around them? I just don't see any scenario where the Clippers are going to take themselves from a second or a third seed in the Western Conference and rebuild in this kind of way. And make no mistake, Rudy Gay and draft picks, you're rebuilding.
No doubt. Although Doc could be the type of guy who would be like, you know what? Rudy Gay had this awesome game against me like 5 years ago. Like Marquette's a stud, man. Got to bring him in. Do you see any package, if there's no third team, if Rudy Gay isn't involved,
yeah.
Do you see any package the Celtics could put together that might be intriguing?
It's really hard because I like a lot of the Celtics pieces. Individually, I just don't think they add up to enough to get Blake. Like, I like Kelly Olynyk. He's a nice player. And I think now that, you know, he's a little stretchier and he can shoot and there's, you know, he's a good passer and there's a lot of things he can do. But I don't think he can headline a Blake Griffin trade, right? Am I crazy for thinking that even though there's nice pieces that none of them will add up enough to get Blake?
Yeah, I mean, I think you'd have to include Crowder.
Right.
You'd have to include, you know, maybe someone like Avery Bradley, someone like Kelly Olynyk, Marcus Smart. There's a lot of nice pieces. But again, like, you have Blake Griffin. He's a top 15 player.
Right.
And I see why they'd want to trade him. But it's tough to find a deal that works. And the Celtics' biggest assets right now are that 2017 pick, the 2018 pick from the Brooklyn Nets. But again, who knows whether Doc Rivers values that, because he's trying to win right now. And as much as it looks like the Warriors are going to win the title this year, Doc Rivers is a stubborn guy. He's not going to concede this year when he's got Chris Paul, he's got DeAndre Jordan. He's got Blake Griffin, for now at least. I just don't see it. I have to ask you a question. If Blake does go somewhere else, do you think he has another level that he could reach for a different team, maybe in a system that highlights more of his playmaking?
Yeah, I don't think we've seen the best of Blake Griffin. You know, we have started to see more and more of him becoming a playmaker and being more involved in the offense, but just by way of having Chris Paul there, the ball isn't in his hands as much as it could be somewhere else. So yeah, I don't think we've seen the best of Blake Griffin. I don't know that the Clippers are an ideal fit for him, but it is a pretty good fit because he does need that rim protection. He does need that defensive rebounding. He's not nearly the rebounder people think that he is. And he has shooters, you know, all around, J.J. Redick. So he's in a good spot. I don't know if it's the perfect spot, but I do think he is in a good spot.
Yeah, I just think back to that playoffs when Chris Paul was injured, and it just seemed like he unlocked a different level, and the ball was in his hands. He was almost like a point forward.
Right.
That's kind of how I would envision the Celtics playing him. If he ever wound up there, like obviously you have Isaiah Thomas, but he could play off the ball a lot. So that's what I was wondering, man. Just because, you know, he is a great player, but I feel like there's more there, and maybe that's why, you know, they would explore moving it, because they were great without him this year, and that had to at least trigger Doc's mind a little bit, don't you think? The way they succeeded with small ball and Paul. And Jordan.
Right. I think, again, there are reasons why you would split up Blake Griffin and Chris Paul. I just don't think that any trade is going to get the value back to make the Clippers a better team when you're trading Blake Griffin. I mean, even the Celtics trade we just described, you named a bunch of guys, good players, definite good players. But isn't that like the definition of selling someone for 50 cents on the dollar?
Yeah, or like just a whole bunch of quarters, however much they add up to.
Right.
Whoever it would be role players for a star. And in the NBA, that normally doesn't get you better in playoff basketball. That's just how the league is. When you're in the finals, when you're deep into the playoffs, what talent wins. You know.
Yeah.
We saw it in the finals. It's like even really the good players, they get shut down. It's like Kevin Love, he's a really, really good player. In the finals, nothing. He was almost useless,
right?
Offensively, where he normally kills. It's tough to see a trade, but it's also tough to see the Clippers contending with their current roster. They're just in a weird, weird place to me, because they are, you know, a move or two away, but like, what is that move? How much flexibility do they have? And The only way I see them trading him, and tell me if I'm wrong, is like if they panic and they're like, you know what, we're not going to do it with this core. Let's see if we can reconfigure things and take a step forward some other way, whatever that way may be.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think the one thing you have to remember is that players don't care about draft picks. They don't get excited for draft picks. They don't say the current players on the roster. Like, if you go to Chris Paul and be like, hey, man, in 2019, we're going to have a top three pick. I don't think that's going to get any player to stay, to stick around. And that's what we're looking at now with the Clippers. Blake Griffin and Chris Paul can both exercise their early termination options next offseason and become free agents. So if you're Doc Rivers, are you going to try and sell Chris Paul on staying with the 2019 draft pick? Or are you going to try and sell him on staying with Blake Griffin?
Do you think that both those guys like the situation in Los Angeles and would probably stay through next year? Or do you think there's a real fear in the organization that if they keep those guys, they'll lose one or both of them next year?
Right. I think there's definitely some fear, but it's not like a paralyzing fear to where they're so concerned that there's nothing that they can do. Because I think if we follow what they did this offseason, they kept the band back together, right? They re-signed Austin Rivers, they re-signed Jamal Crawford. So they clearly think that they have a nucleus that can at least contend, that can maybe, get to a Western Conference Finals. And with some injury luck, who knows? I mean, the Rockets just 2 years ago went to the Western Conference Finals because of some injury luck. So I think they think they're close, and so close enough that they keep their nucleus together. But I have a really hard time seeing them making a Blake Griffin trade and getting better on the court right away.
I think that's what it all comes down to. In the end, as much as Dr. Rivers will probably investigate what he can do, it's just tough to envision him pulling that trigger. Even with the Warriors out there looming as this mountain of a team, even with the fact that maybe there are some fit issues, even though, I do think when those guys play together, they're great. I mean, when Paul Griffin and DeAndre Jordan play together, they've never been the issue. I've always thought the depth has been the issue over there.
Yeah.
More than anything else. And injuries, obviously. But, yeah. So, last question before I let you go. What is the percentage in your eyes that Blake Griffin is somewhere else at the beginning of this coming season?
I would say less than 5%. I'm going to put it at 2.7%. I always wanted to play like the PTI game where they get to pick just some random number on the percentages. So I'm going to go with 2.7% that Blake Griffin is in a different uniform. Again, you're just not going to improve the product this year by trading Blake Griffin. If anything, if you're talking a three-way deal with Sacramento, DeMarcus Cousins is a much more interesting name than Rudy Gay to me. But I don't think Blake's going anywhere.
What if they did throw Cousins in? That would be crazy. Just get Griffin and the Clippers get Cousins, and then Sacramento gets draft picks and solid young players. Then you never know. Who knows? Trade rumor season is crazy. There's always a new name. There's always a new rumor. Who knows what's made up? Who knows what's real? It's a wild time every summer, especially for Celtics fans because they have so many assets. And now Clippers fans, because they're in that weird dilemma where they're really good but maybe not good enough. It's a crazy time. But thank you, DJ, for coming on. This is a Locked On Celtics podcast. He's a Locked On Clippers podcast. Follow us on iTunes. Follow us on Audio Boom. Follow us wherever else you get podcasts. Give us a 5-star rating. We deserve it. He deserves it. Blake Griffin will play somewhere else next year. Who knows where it might be? Probably Los Angeles.
2.7% chance. You heard it here first. Hope you guys enjoyed that. Again, that was Jay King of the Locked On Celtics podcast. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'll be back tomorrow with another episode of the Locked On Clippers podcast. We'll see you then.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our 4-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our 2-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.